News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 58. Tonight, clear with a low of 32. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. A 16-year-old from Woodlawn was taken to Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana, after a Sunday afternoon crash just west of Keene's. According to county deputies, at approximately 3:10, the teen was westbound on Highway 15 in a 2002 Ford F-150. Police say the driver said he zoned out or fell asleep, and he then traveled off the north side of the roadway approximately 200 feet into a ditch. Reports indicate he then struck a concrete culvert and went airborne for roughly 70 feet before impacting the ground, overturning twice, and coming to rest about 50 feet after impact. The teen was partially ejected through the truck's front windshield. Wayne City EMS and air evac responded to the scene. A tow truck was called, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. More news next.
Ubinger's Furniture cares about our customers. So to help you with your furniture and bedding purchases, we're offering up to 4 years free financing. Minimum purchase and approval required. See store for details. At Ubinger's, we have everything you need to make your home more comfortable. It's time to sink into a comfy new recliner, sofa, or luxurious new mattress. So shop now with no money down and up to 4 years free financing. Only at Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deal's worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
At Health Alliance, we don't make insurance for just anyone. We make insurance for you, our friends and neighbors in Illinois. Health Alliance offers some of the lowest rates in the whole state. We also offer exclusive perks, like virtual health coverage and fitness benefits you can use every day. So whether you're retired, self-employed, or need coverage for the whole family, Health Alliance is made for you. See plans and enroll today at healthalliance.org/individual.
In other news, 20-year-old DuBois resident David K. Porter was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday morning on a Wayne County warrant for aggravated battery. Porter was held pending the posting of $5,020 bond. 33-year-old Fairfield resident William M. Wasselli Jr. was arrested by county deputies last night on an Edwards County warrant for failure to appear in court on a second or subsequent charge of driving with a suspended license. He was held in jail pending the posting of $245 bond. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently entered a locked storage building rented by Skylar Esmond. A push mower, several books, game console, turkey fryer, propane tank, miscellaneous baby toys, baby bouncer, and black leather jacket were reported stolen. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Amber Morton has been selected as the Fairfield Memorial Hospital November Employee of the Month. Morton works in the cardiopulmonary department and has been with FMH since October 2007. Department Manager Kendra Schnicker says Morton is always willing to help her coworkers whenever possible and is very good with patients, who often comment on the caring manner in which she does her job. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams says Morton has been a positive influence on others, especially during times of crisis like the pandemic, and FMH is proud to have her on its team. The Illinois General Assembly has postponed its veto session due to the surge of COVID-19 in the state. Senate President Don Harmon said yesterday that this is no time to bring hundreds of people together from around the state. The session had been scheduled for the 17th through the 19th and December 1st through the 3rd. House Speaker Michael Madigan said the health and safety of the people who work for and serve in the General Assembly is paramount. He says the legislative leadership will monitor the situation and consult medical experts before scheduling days for the veto session. Secretary of State Jesse White encourages all people to take a moment to thank veterans who served our country today. A past member of the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division and the Illinois National Guard and Reserve, White says such actions are the least we can do to recognize veterans. White also says he has implemented a policy giving U.S. military veterans a chance to obtain an updated driver's license or ID card with the word veteran displayed under the signature on the front of the card. This applies to veterans who received an honorable or general under honorable conditions discharge. It's designed to help ensure military veterans living in Illinois receive the services and benefits to which they're entitled, including health care, education, and employment assistance. The Fairfield City Council met last night. Michelle Smith with Kemper CPA Group presented the annual audit report, and she said the 2 weeks of on-site and office work detected no major deficiencies or issues. She did say Fairfield, like most other cities, has been negatively affected by the coronavirus and its associated economic impact. The council said the city parking lot east of the post office is ready to host food vendors, with the cost for electricity being $25 per day. Spots can be reserved by contacting Diane Downs at City Hall. Two properties were annexed into the city, including a four-acre tract in Farrington Farms recently purchased by the city and the Wayne County Fairgrounds property, which officially connects TIF 1 and TIF 2. The city will not be responsible for maintenance of the fairgrounds. In other business, the council held a public hearing prior to its meeting for a rezoning request for property at 1227 South 1st Street. The owner plans on placing a double-wide home on the property, and the council unanimously approved a change from B3 to R3. Aldermen also approved a TIF redevelopment agreement with Bullard's Farm Market, which plans to relocate a greenhouse. The city will allot $2,500 in TIF funds for the work. Surplus city property was also sold last night. Chase Giese purchased 3 auxiliary police vehicles for a total of $1,945. Vern Hudson Sr. purchased a Skag mower for $503, and Donald Reed purchased a D19 Alice Chalmers tractor for $2,020. In routine business, Alderman approved a Memorandum of Understanding with the Fraternal Order of Police. The memorandum addresses overtime and associated issues due to the police department being temporarily understaffed. The Wayne County Health Department announced 10 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. A female child, female teen, male teen, female in her 30s, female in her 50s, male in his 50s, 2 males in their 60s, and 2 females in their 70s. The county had 618 total lab-confirmed cases. 2 people were hospitalized, 132 were isolating at home, 459 had recovered, and 25 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. The state report indicated one death was a male in his 80s. Hamilton County added 10 cases and sat at 238. 3 people were hospitalized, 62 were in isolation at home, 170 had recovered, and 3 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. White County announced 1 COVID-related death, its 7th. It also announced 11 new cases to reach 392. No new cases were announced in Edwards County on coronavirus.illinois.gov. The State Department of Public Health announced 12,623 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and 79 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 511,183 cases and 10,289 deaths. Jefferson County added 34 cases to bring its total to 1,349. Wabash County added 13 cases and sat at 337, and Clay County added 27 cases. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for November 3rd through the 9th was 12%. The southern region had a rate of 11.8% on the 7th, up from 11.5% on the 6th. The state's Tier 2 mitigations took effect today, which, among other things, limit non-school gatherings to 10 people. West Salem officials say a boil order has been issued for all residents in the village on and west of South Albion Street. That includes all water customers located south of Church Street and on and west of South Albion. Frontier Community College recently awarded the Clements Elizabeth Cox Scholarship to Casey Berry, Autumn Buffington, and Jessica Reinbold. The semi-annual scholarship awards $500 to second-level nursing students at FCC, and each recipient is on track to complete their associate's degrees in nursing this May. The scholarship is funded by the Jerry L. Cox Foundation Trust. Since its establishment in 2009, a total of $24,500 has been awarded to 49 nursing students. Jerry Cox donated the scholarship this fall for family friend Melissa Marks in honor of her parents. Marks and Richard Harris match the donation for an additional student scholarship recipient. Anyone wishing to contribute to the scholarship may contact FCC Financial Aid Coordinator Lori Noe at 842-3711. Corn and soybean harvesting is starting to wrap up, as we hear in the latest statewide weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
It was a warm, dry week in Illinois, giving farmers plenty of time in the field, says crop statistician Mark Schleusener.
Corn harvest advanced to 95% finished, compared to 67% 1 year ago and 89% for the 5-year average. Soybeans are now 96% harvested, compared to 84% last year and 93% normally. Winter wheat planting is 97% finished, compared to 90% 1 year ago and 92% normally. 90% of the crop has emerged, compared to 77% normally. The condition of the Illinois wheat crop declined to 11% very poor to poor, 19% fair, and 70% good to excellent.
Average statewide topsoil moisture declined to 6% very short, 25% short, 67% adequate, and 2% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Social Security has offered a few reminders for veterans and their families on this holiday. Jack Myers encourages anyone who knows a wounded veteran to visit ssa.gov/woundedwarriors, and he says any disability claim submitted by a veteran is immediately expedited to the front of the line.
What that means is we just try to put their claims at the front of the list as a thank you for what they've done and what they've sacrificed for our country. And it's a pretty broad range of who would qualify for this expedited processing. Basically, we're going to apply this for military service members who became disabled while on active military service on or after 10-1 of 2001. And that's true regardless of where they were when they became disabled. We're also going to apply the expedited processing for veterans who have a VA or Veterans Administration compensation rating of 100% permanent and total from the Department of Veterans Affairs. So basically, if you became disabled while on active duty 10-1-01 or later, or if you've got that 100% P&T rating from the VA, then let us know about that when you apply for Social Security disability, and we'll put your case at the front of the line.
Again, more information can be found at ssa.gov/woundedwarriors. Temperatures likely won't hit 80 for the rest of the month, but there won't be too drastic of a change in daytime highs. Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks says a more normal weather pattern is coming back to the state after a hot start to the week.
You know, longer term, it still looks like relatively mild conditions. Of course, nowhere near what we've seen so far this month, but it does look like for the 6 to 10, 11 to 15 day time frames, the temperatures will average near to a little bit above normal in Illinois. So no change to sharply colder weather for any length of time coming up here in the near future.
Hicks predicts an up and down temperature pattern in December, and he expects precipitation to average a bit below normal. That's the news. Area deaths next.
It can be normal to have trouble falling or staying asleep, but chronic sleeplessness can be a serious health issue. If you are experiencing sleep disorders such as sleep apnea, insomnia, restless leg syndrome, or you simply need a CPAP follow-up appointment, our sleep clinic specialists are now seeing patients in Fairfield. Physician assistant Alicia Consolving will be working with Dr. S.B. Johnny to help you find the way back to better sleep. Wabash General Hospital Sleep Clinic, 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield. Call 618-842-4288 to schedule an appointment.
It's a giant month-long 2020 model year clearance event at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel.
The biggest rebates and dealer discounts of the year on every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram.
Gobble up to $13,000 off Rams, $10,000 off F-150, and $8,000 off Renegade.
Over 100 vehicles must be sold during this event.
An absolute feast of savings on over 150 pre-owned vehicles.
Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit.
See all the gobbling good deals at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 50. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 29,503, up 82. The NASDAQ is at 11,778, up 225 points. December crude oil, it's at $42.02. That is up 66 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 86-year-old Neil Totten died on Saturday. Neil Totten is survived by 3 daughters, 12 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, sister Margie Marvel, and several nieces and nephews. Services with military rites for Neil Totten will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday in Maple Hill Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. 80-year-old Albion resident Ronald Dean Mann died on Monday. Ron Mann is survived by his wife Marilyn, children Melanie and Curtis, 4 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, brothers Mike and Steve, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Services with military rites for Ron Mann will be held at 2 p.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at Little Prairie Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Edwards County Senior Citizens, VFW Flag Fund, or Historical Society. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 68-year-old Carmi resident Richard Allen Brown died on Tuesday. Richard Brown is survived by his wife Maricar, 4 children, 2 siblings, and 2 grandchildren. Services for Richard Brown will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation will be on Friday from 5 to 7 o'clock, and burial will be in Kirkendall Cemetery. 58-year-old Robert Lane Gooch died on Friday. Robert Gooch is survived by siblings Robin, Pam, and Mike. Services for Robert Gooch will be held at a later date. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today, partly sunny skies with a high today of 58. Clear skies tonight, a low of 32, and tomorrow sunny skies. Tomorrow's high will be around 60. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny skies on Friday with a high of 50 and low of 32. Scattered showers on Saturday, Saturday's high 55 with a low of 48, and then partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 62 with a low around 38.